brace yourself. You are about to enter Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise.
Free your ass, your mind will follow. Take it deep, now don't be shallow.
Welcome to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 123 on January 25th, 2016. Changing the world one ass at a time. So, okay, I have a really, really cool announcement for everybody. I have forums on my website right now. And it's funny because I'm making this announcement with a bit of trepidation because we're still working the bugs out. We've got it up. My web guy got another job that's a priority, so he's only been able to put so much attention to it, which I totally get. But it looks like we've got some functional forums happening at Pegging Paradise, which I'm really excited about. I mean, I've spent my time at Reddit Pegging Forum, and that's been cool, and I've talked to a lot of people there. But it'd be nice to have it all centralized in one place and have you guys come to Pegging Paradise and hang out there if you like. And I believe that I have included all of the necessary topics. I've been doing this long enough and I have learned a lot of lessons. A lot of them I've learned because of you all out there who have given me feedback and opened my eyes a bit to all kinds of things. So I've included lots of topic areas for discussion. I've included bisexuality. I've included pegging unkinked for the people who don't like to have all of the other kinky stuff with it. I have an erotica section, which is where your fantasies and your stories go. But if it's a real live blow-by-blow, stroke-by-stroke story about what happened last night, then just try and put it in the correct category. I'm not going to be hardcore about what category it has to be in. You know, just try and look at the guidelines and follow them. So you do need to be a registered user to use the forum. For those of you who have erotica subscriptions, you already have a username and a login. And there's a number of you who have registered with that information who leave comments, I believe. And so if you don't have a password, then you will need to register. Some of you have left comments before and given your email when you left a comment on a blog post, but that's different than having an actual password. So if you don't have a password, that's your key. If you don't have a password, then you want to go to the lower left-hand corner of the homepage, any page really on the blog, and you will find a little link that says register. Put your information in there and you are good to go. Then you can go to the forums and you can use that username and password and post to your heart's delight. Please keep in mind we're working the bugs out. It's new, but I really wanted to get it up there as soon as possible because there's some very exciting things happening at peggingparadise.com and in my life. So there have been some of you who have been very patient waiting for this forum and I've been talking about it. So I'm going to roll it out soon. Consider yourself a bit of a beta tester, if you will. So have fun playing with the forum. Give me any kind of feedback at all. I guess the best way to give me feedback is either just to put it in a post there in the forum or shoot me an email, either way. And yeah, let's get to having some awesome conversations on peggingparadise.com instead of all the other places that people talk about pegging. Let's centralize this whole pegging project. I'm excited, can you tell? And look, it's like late in the afternoon, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have not had another cup of coffee past the one I had at 9 o'clock this morning. This is just a product of Ruby being really excited about life right now. So, with no further ado, let us jump into the letters. Ruby, my boyfriend and I have a fun factory share and are trying to figure out a way to get clit stimulation for me while using it. We're looking into the spare parts harness, but I'm wondering if you think the spot in the harness for the bullet would still work with the positioning of the crest of the share's shaft. Would there be a better way? Okay, so you got the fun factory share. That's actually a good toy. It's not the best double, but it's a good one. It's nice, medical grade silicone, so awesome. And you are wanting to have her get some clit stimulation. One of the ways that I know of that works certainly was talked about quite a bit in some of the Reddit pegging forums came from a couple who had the Fun Factory share, and they combined that with the Wii Vibe. They've come out with a number of different models of it. First, there was one that had to be hand-operated, then they had a remote, and then they kind of changed the profile a little bit, and then they made it app-driven with a really nice improved profile. And what I mean by profile is, if you picture a U-shaped item that sort of fits in the woman inside the vagina and then curves around and also stimulates the clitoris, it can't be too wide because then it's going to kind of roll around and maybe not stay in the right place. So, you know, the specifics don't matter as much as they absolutely have improved it. And in improving it, one of the things that they did, which was really exciting, is they made it app-driven. Now, what this really means is that literally you can be long distance away and you can use this toy and turn it on with your phone or your computer, right? It's the most awesome thing. And I tested it out. I didn't have a partner at the time. And plus, you know, I kind of like to do things in the other direction, if you will. So I gave it to her, and she has a girlfriend in Europe. So she gave the, I don't know how they set it up, because I didn't read the directions yet, but the girlfriend in Europe, they were doing Skype chats, and the girlfriend in Europe was able to turn it on while my roommate was wearing it. It was pretty awesome. She really enjoyed it. So that capability opens up all kinds of lovely, wild sexual scenarios that just really stimulate my imagination. So let's get back to the share. Got going off on that one. So what's important about it being remote controlled is that if you have this U-shaped thing inside you and then you are also wearing the share with a harness, it's really difficult to reach in there and press buttons. It's just, it's stupid. So yes, the remote is essential. And this couple swore by this combination. They talked it up every chance they got. So that is something you might want to try. The spare parts has two pockets for the bullets, and they are horizontal that I know of, and it is one pocket above the O-ring and one below it. And this is a fabric harness, so that O-ring is going to be sewed in with fabric. And, you know, I went to the anime show recently. I spoke about that, and I saw some different designs with harnesses, specifically sport cheats harnesses, and they have a vertical pocket for the Vibe, which makes much, much more sense to me. It's going to be a little dicey trying to get that bullet Vibe exactly in the right place for your clit, but if it's vertical, that covers a lot of territory. You know, it's that is the adjustment normally, is up and down. There's not a whole lot of back and forth necessary, and besides, if you've got a bullet, it takes up some width, if you will. Okay, so that width is going to naturally nudge right in between the vaginal lips. So yes, that would be the only thing that I would wonder about with the spare parts, is that it has horizontal pockets for the bullets. Now, you know, I'm talking this way because I've never tried it. I don't really like having a bullet in between me and my toy, because sometimes I go at it kind of hard and it's uncomfortable. But that is an option as well. You can try it with those two bullets. There's a lot of women out there that love those two pockets. And you can fill it both with bullets or just one, the one that works, the one that fits. But that's all of the feedback that I really have in terms of what you could combine with that Fun Factory share to get her some clit stimulation. So keep in mind that although I talked about the Sport Cheats harnesses having a more optimum bullet placement with the pocket, those Sport Cheats harnesses are not compatible with doubles. So that's not something you're going to be able to use. And it's a fairly new development with the vertical pocket placement, which is totally awesome. So that's highly recommended for single flare-based dildos, but it's not going to work with the double. So I just wanted to mention that so that you know exactly kind of what's there if you decide to go for the spare parts. And of course, the best bullet Vibe in the world, in the world, even though there's a newcomer I'm not going to talk about yet, but it was comparable. It was pretty comparable at the show, so I'm waiting to get one in my hands and get one in my toy and check it out. Nonetheless, the Wii Vibe Tango is the best bullet Vibe out there. And that's also another thing about those pockets is that the We Vibe Tango is a little bit longer than the normal sort of silver bullet-shaped little cheap ones. So I'm not sure how that would work as well with it being horizontal. So somebody try it out and let me know. But that's all the information I have for you. If you can afford it, go for the We Vibe 4. And that is the premium option. Absolutely. And thank you for writing it. And let us know how it goes. Let us know what you got and how you like it. And if it worked for her. Yes. Thanks for writing in. Okay, next letter. Ruby, forgive me for not replying sooner. This is a semi-throwaway account, so I don't check it that often. Anyway, here I am with a huge shit-eating grin on my face, having just heard you read out my comments on podcast number 120. I am washing the dishes with my 4.5-inch diameter vibrating butt plug in my backside, chipping my nail varnish, and catching up on your podcasts, when my ears pricked up at when you started talking about someone with spinal damage. A few sentences in, and I realized you were reading out my letter. Darling, you've made my day. You still can't play us the music yet, but I think we're getting there. I bought Charlie Glickman's The Ultimate Guide to Prostate Pleasure recently. I read it cover to cover, and she has promised to do the same in the near future. I've already bought a nice purple silicone dildo just for me. Here's hoping. Now, I had better get back to those dishes. I thought you all would enjoy this. Sometimes people write in, and just the comments that they send, even though it's sort of a comment on, wow, thanks for reading my letter, just the sweetest, and that visual was worth reading. I like to read different things from different people to show you all the different ways of expressing all of this. To me, it's really fascinating to hear all the different expressions of sexuality. Sure, we all like this pegging thing, but there's so many ways you can do that, and there's so many ways that you can be sexual. And that is kind of what I try and offer here. Sometimes you might hear things and roll your eyes and go, oh my God, 4.5-inch diameter butt plug, what the hell, right? But that man is so happy with that butt plug. Oh my gosh. And that's what the most important thing is he's happy with it. He's comfortable with it. He's having a good time. And hopefully we will play the music for he and his partner soon. Okay, next one. Hi, Ruby. I messaged recently about the LDPR. Yes, the P is for pegging. So that would be long distance pegging relationship. Missy and I are having... First of all, I'd like to thank you for sharing our story. In a truly extraordinary year, having you play the music for us was an absolute highlight. It was a real surprise to read this story and to see you wrote about something Missy and I are currently exploring. As a part of our relationship, I realized that I wanted to show my commitment and love for Missy by asking her to be in total control of my orgasms. Missy was happy to explore this with me. It's led me to read into how to define this dynamic. I recognize that at this point, I don't see it as chastity. The number of very specific descriptors has me quite confused. It's more a declaration of my love and education combined with submission. Erotic sexual denial seems to be the most accurate description I've found. You should know that from my point of view, the combination of following specific and detailed commands and the need to refrain from the relief of climax, well, it's a heady and potent mix. To please my lover by both obeying and being denied what I crave is exquisite. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for the story and, more importantly, to say I have my UK fingers crossed for you that when the guy from Chicago lands, that the kinky / love / lust / happiness stars align for you. Ah, that's a lovely letter. Thank you for writing that in. There is something that I have found, and I should mention for my readers here, that this, he wrote back a comment on a blog posting that I did. It's a short story, but it's a true story called As You Wish. And this actually had to do with playing with orgasm control with the guy from Chicago. So if you haven't read that, this is another example of what I mean by you're not going to get everything that I post on the blog, on the podcast. It's a cool little story and it's pretty hot. So that was his comment on that story, As You Wish. And it does have to do with orgasm control. We were doing that long distance and I really tremendously enjoy that. The very first time I started doing that was with a guy from a long time ago, the boyfriend when I had when I very first started this blog, and it was heady. Heady is a great word for it, so it's way cool to know that that heady feeling comes up in the opposite direction as well. Your description of it is really quite amazing. And you know, when I wrote in that story, one of the things that surprised me was I gave him instructions and told him he had to edge for between 10 minutes and 30 minutes a day. And he didn't even hesitate. He went straight for the 30 minutes, which really surprised me. And it didn't surprise him. He says, why would I not want to do more of it? You know, he enjoyed doing that for me. So yeah, go to the blog and check out that story because it's really hot for those of you who are into that kind of thing. And I really appreciate you writing in, sir, and giving us the male point of view because I love having both sides represented. And yes, orgasm control, I love it. And your choice of words there when you were trying to find a word to describe it, I do like that, erotic sexual denial. The denial word I do trip over a little bit because it's not denial like forever. It's not chastity. It's not using a chastity device. It's just saying you can't come and him saying, okay, I won't come, and then following my directions. So the denial part feels kind of final to me. It's like, you're never going to come. And clearly, you know, never is an absolute. But at the same time, it's delayed. The more important part is not the denial and the delaying. It's that I have control and that I can tell him to have an orgasm anytime I want. That is the fun part for me. And certainly it gets to be fun as well when there is a number of days of denial. I was doing this with another guy who I have seen before. And I remember on the fifth day, he texted me and he said, okay, what are my instructions for the day? Can I come? Right? And I wrote him back and I said, no. And he said, I hate you right now. It was a very humorous thing to have texted because, yeah. But at the same time, that edging and those days of not having an orgasm, when I finally let him have an orgasm, I gave him instructions to use a vibrating plug because he loved vibrations. And he actually ended up having a multiple orgasm for the first time in his life. So you never know what's going to happen with this kind of stuff. I am a huge fan of edging. And it's funny because I don't really quite have the self-control, the whatever it is, to do it for myself. I do it a little bit, but it's like, oh man, I just want to have an orgasm, right? But if I promised someone I was doing it, I would. I did a little bit of that kind of play in the opposite direction with this same guy. So yeah, orgasm control, fun, fun, fun. Thank you for writing in. Okay, and settle in, because this is an email that's kind of a long one. Thank you very much for letting me send you my story about pegging, or as you will see, what I have dubbed as riding. I have edited it down somewhat, and I hope that you enjoy it. Ever since I was a young teenager, I am now 46, the idea of pegging was a huge turn-on. Whenever I fantasized about hooking up with the hottest girls in school, they would always end up on top of me and give me a good pegging with a strap-on. As the years passed on, and relationships came and went, the opportunity for real-life pegging never presented itself. The fantasy, however, was still there. About 8 years ago, I asked my significant other if she would be interested in trying it. She wasn't, and I didn't push it too hard. Although I was obviously disappointed that my significant other wasn't interested in trying pegging, I figured that I would just have to let it go. It was very shortly after my unsuccessful attempt with my significant other that I met my friend Lila on Facebook. She's a mistress, and she loves to peg guys. I was able to live vicariously through her adventures, wishing I was the lucky guy who was spread eagle for her. As we became friends, she learned my story and my lack of success in the pegging area. I was still totally fascinated by the whole idea. Jokingly, Lila said that I should go out and get a butt plug. Lila's suggestion was just enough of the push that I needed. I went to the adult toy store with the same anxiety that a teenage boy has when he is sneaking Playboy and Penthouse magazines into the house and hoping that Mom does not catch him. I saw the plug that I wanted right away, but it was a while before I bought it. I had to wait until the coast was clear, meaning that I was the only customer in the store. Buying it from a guy was awkward, but this was a journey that I just had to take. I raced home with a hard-on and undressed as fast as I ever have. Like many beginners, I went too fast the first time, but I loved it. The feeling of the plug inside me was fantastic. When I sent Lila a picture of the plug, she laughed. She didn't think I was actually going to go buy it. I continued to enjoy my plug, and my friend Lila, and her adventures. At Lila's suggestion, I wore the plug when running errands, shopping, etc. It was a lot of fun, especially when running into hot girls I knew. I would talk to them and think if they only knew I was wearing a butt plug right now. I still longed for pegging, though, and then I thought to myself, I can still try it. After all, what are suction dildos for? And who says they're only for women? To add some spice to my trip to the adult store, I wore my trusty butt plug, Lila, named after my friend who is the mistress that really spawned me into becoming the ass slut that I am. Unlike my early trips to the adult store, the anxiety of making a purchase no longer existed, and I didn't care if the cashier was male or female. I found the one that I wanted, a nice blue lifelike dildo, 6.5 inches in length and 1.25 inches in diameter. I got back to my car and began the drive home. The sense of excitement was only building. I was fully erect on the ride home, and I couldn't talk him down. Upon arrival at home, I actually had to wait a few minutes prior to leaving the car. I didn't want to walk in front of my neighbors, saying, "Hey, how you doing?" while having an obvious protrusion. After I did say hello to my neighbors, I realized why they only give out black plastic bags at the store. I showered and dried off. The excitement was excruciating as I put a towel on my bed and set up shop. I knew to go slow, since even though I was used to and loved my butt plug, this was a different ball game. Just ramming it in wasn't the way to go. I removed my butt plug Lila and proceeded to enjoy a nice finger session. Then it was time. I lubed up my new dildo. For me, the fact that it was lifelike only added to my excitement. I gently pressed the head of the dildo against my back door and slowly began pushing in. Finally, as I loosened up, it went all the way in. It was amazing. This was much better than the plug. I worked the dildo in and out. The sensation was amazing, especially when it would nail my prostate gland. I was as hard as I had ever been in my life. After a short while, I was very loose, and I stuck the dildo to the wall next to my bed. I mounted up and slowly rocked back and forth, the wonderful sensation of my dildo sliding in and out, and all hands free. I rode slowly for a while, and then I went hard. The sensations were incredible. It wasn't long after that I heard my first assgasm, coupled with the best orgasm of my life. When my ass came, it felt like my insides expanded, and the melting jolt of pleasure rocked my entire body. I lay down on the bed, exhausted, exhilarated, and thrilled with my new kink. I call it riding. Or I guess you could call it self-pegging, but whatever you call it, it is fantastic. Needless to say, I have gone on many rides since then, and continue to ride to this day. I still have to thank my friend Lila, who I have never met, for turning me into the ass slut that I am. She said she merely opened a door and I stepped through. I feel that she turned me into an ass slut, and I am glad of it. Since I'm not single, it is a good thing that Lila and I live several states apart. Otherwise, I could be in big trouble. Since I first started, I have gone larger. My current dildo is 8 inches long and 2 inches in diameter. It feels fantastic as it slides in and out, and it nails the prostate even better. I don't think I'll go any bigger, but who knows where the road will go. Besides the obvious physical pleasure of riding, the mental aspect is very intriguing. In sex, you always have the man entering the woman. But with pegging, you have the woman entering the man. The man spreading his legs, being entered by the woman and fully under her control, which is the way it should be. Thank you for taking the time to read my story and keep up the good work. Wow, I always have a little giggle at the end because the people who write in share so much of their journey that it just tickles me and pleases me and just makes me so happy all at the same time. Thank you very much for sharing that amazing story. And, you know, I think that's a good word for it, writing. I really do, because every once in a while somebody will get on the Reddit pegging forum and they will send in a picture or post a picture of a guy doing self-play with a dildo. And inevitably, there's people in the pegging forum that are like, that's not really pegging, you know, this doesn't belong here, and la la la. And the moderators there, one of whom is me, were much more mellow than that. It's like anything ass and prostate related is related somehow to pegging. And just because the guy doesn't have a partner, it's like mellow out, right? I love the compromise that you have found, where you've got your kink, you're enjoying it, and you actually have found a way to feel like you're getting fucked. This relates back to just a few podcasts ago, the guy who was wondering, how can I really feel like I'm getting fucked? And, you know, one of the things that I recommended on that podcast was suction cup dildos. They're awesome. So you certainly found that out. And it's cool that somebody kind of opened the door for you, that Lila sort of encouraged you. I hope to be that encouragement for all the people that do a Google search and find my website and realize they're not weird and have the courage to do exactly what you did and go and get their first butt plug and start playing. So I commend you on your courage. That's totally awesome. I can't help but have a little part of me that wonders that if presented the right way, that your significant other might find a little bit of interest in this activity. But you are the only one to judge that. Remember, there is podcast 112. Listen to it and see if it's something she might want to listen to. But if you're sure that this is a total no-go hard limit, then you have found a lovely way to do your riding and have your assgasms. Great word. I think somebody else coined that some time ago, but it hasn't been used enough. Assgasm is a wonderful word for the anal orgasm. There's just a ring to it that I really enjoy. So the riding and the assgasm. I think I should credit you with those two things. Thanks again for writing in and sharing your awesome story. Okay, this is an email from the partner of the woman who wrote in some time ago, loving and confused wife, and she was having difficulty wrapping her head around how to be dominant. She presented a scenario where her husband was being kind of demanding that she be more dominant, and while she really enjoyed it in the beginning, it got to the point where it was really putting her off and she wasn't enjoying it anymore. That is the short story, her story, of her side of it. So interestingly enough, and this doesn't happen all that often, we have the other side from her partner, her husband. Good morning, Ruby. So I figured I have written several times sharing pictures and little tidbits about my wife and I without what I feel is enough background to really express how much we appreciate what you do. If only this resource was available when I first shared with my wife, fiance at the time, how much I enjoyed anal pleasuring myself and how much I wanted her to fuck me with a strap on. I shared a lot of background that night, things she had never truly known. Many years ago, I was a lonely, confused guy. I knew I loved anal pleasure something fierce, but I had no success in finding a girlfriend who wouldn't cheat on me within a few months. So I took the plunge to be single for quite some time. I decided after about a year that I wanted to explore my bisexual side. This was in maybe my late teens to about 20. I put ads online and called many of those phone lines. At one point, after many failed attempts and missed encounters, I finally found someone older than me that after talking on the phone for hours, I felt I could truly trust him and that he would not hurt me. Well, we met, and he took me to my place. I had shared so many fantasies with him that I didn't know where to start. He clearly knew I wanted to be the bottom. We started with sucking each other. He made me so comfortable, and he fingered me to the point of me begging to have him fuck me. He took his time, I must say, but when the time came for him to fuck me, I freaked out, and it hurt like hell. Needless to say, he stopped immediately, and we jerked each other off and called it a night. A few days later, I was craving the attention again, and we decided to meet again with more intent on working up to him fucking me. We spent several hours with foreplay. He had me moaning with ecstasy, begging to be fucked. I was certainly enjoying sucking his dick while I got fingered. Finally, we took the plunge, and it felt ever so amazing. We started him on top, me on my stomach, and worked our way into many positions. Finally, me on my back, my legs over his shoulders, and him going to town. I felt what I had no idea could happen. I started to come from pure anal, and he was fucking me so amazingly that I came all over my chest. He, of course, got so hot and bothered and proud that he pulled out and ripped his condom off and shot his load all over my chest, proclaiming victory, so to speak. And he was so excited. He had never seen anyone come like I just had. I was in a different world. He cleaned me up with a towel while I recovered. He gave me a ride home and was such a gentleman the entire time. Trust me, I really scored. There are a lot of scary guys out there. A week later, I met a girl, not my current wife, and we started dating. He called and I told him I wouldn't cheat on someone, so that was the end of our contact. But trust me, I so wish I could still talk to him, just to thank him for all he did the two nights we had. Needless to say, he did so much. He fulfilled a fantasy and helped my insecurities. I realized two things that night. One, I must never ever give up the quest for ass play from a partner. I am one of the lucky ones that comes hands-free almost every time. Two, he set into me that as much as I can truly appreciate a well-built, handsome man and cock, that I am not gay. I crave the attention of the woman, that love, that healing power women have to heal a man at his weakest point. I crave that connection. I have shared all of that with my wife. Well, that girlfriend soon cheated on me, but that led to me to leave town, to move to a town where I met my amazingly, stunningly beautiful Mrs. Sexy Love, my wife, or as you know her, loving but confused wife, from podcast 116. After only a year, I shared that I had had a gay experience and that I enjoyed it but wasn't gay, and she stuck around. Then I shared I enjoy anal on me one night, and we bought a small dildo. We tried it out, her using her hands, and I came like crazy. Fast forward to just after our daughter was born. We had taken a weekend, a lover's weekend, and we had plans, of course. I brought up the strap-on play, and we spent the next several hours in the hotel room researching like crazy. She found all the stuff like intimacy, pleasure for me, and the health benefits exciting. Well, we were in Phoenix, Arizona, so we headed over to the Castle Toy Store, and both of us, incredibly nervous, picked out a moderately priced one because we wanted one that night. It was honestly junk compared to what we have now, but the love and intimacy that went into that night was stunning. It was amazing. I came twice, and I think she came three or four times. One was hands-free for me, which only drove her to give me another one, but assisted because we were getting worn out. She had never, never been so wet and so turned on. And not to mention, she looked stunning dressed in that, and the boots she picked out, knee-high leather, of course. Well, we spent the next several years buying new harnesses until we came across the Jacques, and that really finally gave her the control she craved. There have been nights where she has literally rocked my world, but those nights have been far and few between, sadly, because I know how much she enjoys, and she even tells me that. When we got a double, I can't recall what brand right now, but you recommended me to it, and that night was amazing as well. So for the past few years, we have shared this love, but only one or two times every 3 to 6 months, which is hard for me to swallow and understand, because I know how much she enjoys herself. She regularly comes with just a little help from a bullet on her clit, and she has even come several times just from fucking me over the years, even before the double, so I'm sure you can understand my confusion and frustration. We got to a point several times where I thought we finally broke the edge. She was really coming into her own with pegging me. I work out of town, as you know, and we bought me toys, and she even wanted me to have a few, so one trip out of town I had to go to the store by myself and buy a dildo for myself. I'm sure you can imagine the sweat pouring from me, laugh out loud, this manly, manly man buying a dildo. I was nervous wreck. Well, that was almost a year ago, and she wanted a video of me in the shower enjoying myself. So, of course, I obliged, but the catch was, she wanted me to act like no one was watching and to do what I craved and fantasized about and act it out on camera. This is after the talk about a threesome not being in our reach or life at this point. So I have never been shy with her, and I wasn't on camera. I used both dildos and acted out the scene of getting fucked while sucking, which I have a big oral fixation, and I love eating her out. That scared her, and she went into a big shutdown and still won't admit it right now. That's when things got really rocky. She got distant, and our sex life went bye-bye. No more strap-on play, although we were talking about it every time I was away from home. This big workup, etc., but nothing when I came home. I've always known my wife was kinky, and she has a dominant side, so I craved that attention and still do. Can you imagine my frustration that I began to shut down after holding that door open for her for so many years and having it slammed shut so many times? All my open honesty, I felt, meant nothing. We'd even picked out some pretty good selection of panties for me to wear and came to the agreement that panties and stockings made me feel sexy, but no bra ever. So we were taking one step forward but two steps back every time is what it felt like, so I shut down. Fast forward to the email you received from her podcast number 116. She was so excited to hear from you, and she told me, and made plans, etc., in a text message, that I was to fuck myself with the dildo and not come after 3 days before I come home, just like you suggested. She actually set days of the week, and randomly my schedule worked perfectly for the days you say, so Wednesday and Saturday. I get home thinking we have finally turned a corner. Well, Wednesday came and went, and so did the first Saturday home. Nothing more than the usual quickie, after lots of shower foreplay. Me on her, though. By the second Wednesday home, I was begging inside, and nothing. Finally, the second Saturday home, and after me giving somewhat of a guilt trip when she asked what was wrong, we finally played. I gave her a blowjob. She got incredibly wet and came like crazy. Then I hopped on for a ride. Although it felt amazing, I don't want pity. So my schedule at work got changed, and I was home another couple of weeks ago, total of 4 Wednesdays and 4 Saturdays. And nothing else happened the rest of the time I was home. 1 in 8 days, as she promised only one, came true. I left for work, hurt, frustrated, confused, and beat down, quiet inside. I absolutely love this woman with all my heart and would do anything to make her happy. Anything. She's the love of my life, my one and only true love. Then something happened. I'm not sure what, to be honest, but one night we started talking, sometime last week, and she admitted fault for everything, which I begged her not to beat herself up. I'm a very forgiving and understanding person, always have been, and always will be. I try to find the positive in everything. But even myself, I was lost at this point. What else could I do to get my wife back? We had so many great encounters and then nothing for months. She apologized, and to sum it up, took the blame for the lack of our sex life, and no matter what I said, she said it wasn't my fault. So that glimmer of hope came back. We talked by text due to my work a lot the next few days, leading up to one night 5 nights ago, reminiscing about how much she had liked the blowjob I gave her. I had already started to loosen up because she swore she was going to fuck me like crazy when I came home. So that night, I had the one dildo in my ass, and I asked her in what position she wanted to see me deep-throat my other dildo, pretending she was attached to it. With a little resistance, she told me on my back, and wow, what a night from a distance that turned into. I did as she said, and before too long, she had me sending videos of myself, one dildo in my ass, the other on a chair, squatting, sucking, and she was enjoying every minute. I ended up in the shower, dripping like crazy, videoing the entire thing, but didn't get a reply for like 10 minutes. I freaked out, scared that I pushed her away again. To my surprise, she sent pictures of her wet, sticky fingers to me. Butterflies took over me, but she said I wasn't allowed to come. I listened. That night, she had a dream, something that we both believe was indirect to what happened that night, that she finally let me back into her mind, body, and soul. That she could finally feel the pain and loneliness I had been feeling for about the past year. She said she never wants me to feel that way again, and she thanks me for my loyalty and patience. The past 4 days, after every night, I have had a task to record or come or not come. She has orgasmed at least once every day and night from my videos to her, some days up to 3, like last night. That connection of intimacy you talk about is so important in any relationship, and I feel we may have reached that point finally. Here I am writing you, waiting to go home today, and so incredibly excited to see my stunningly beautiful, sexy wife. I look forward to going home more this 2 weeks than I can remember in a long time, other than deer hunting season. Even hunters like anal. I look forward to connecting in person and more, seeing her in action, that confident, beautiful wife of mine. None, absolutely none of this letter was to badger or hurt my wife or say she did anything wrong. I truly think she was going through all the stigma behind it, like I did many years ago, learning who I was. Anal started at a very young age for me. I look forward to sharing any crazy adventures this week, and I will be sure to convince my loving, confused wife to share hers as well. We have learned so much from you that I can't thank you enough, and I hope to continue to enjoy this with my wife forever, till death do us part. I wish you the best with Chicago Man as well. You can share my story if you would like. That is totally fine. I am not 100% certain I have shared all of this in the past, but a few things I want to express to the ladies and men out there. Just because you like anal doesn't make you gay, not one bit. I had the experience and realized no man could ever get me what I wanted from a woman. My closing words will be, I hope the women on the edge can bring themselves over the edge to bring their man that pleasure he craves. If you give it one night, I would put money you have never felt so in touch with your man as you will that night, and he will be putty in your hands. Ruby, there is, of course, so much more to this story that I just don't have time to share, but thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you do for people you have never met. I myself only aspire to have that kind of a heart to give to others day in and day out. I promise to be more active, and I will have my wife be more as well and share stories, etc. with you. I hope I've gotten across what I set out to, but either way, I do feel better for simply typing this incredibly long story to you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy your time with your new man. I hope everything works out great. Husband of a loving and confused wife. Wow. Hearing the other side of the story. See, sometimes the path to figuring out pegging is not an easy one. It's not a simple one. In fact, I'm not sure how often that happens as opposed to everything just goes swimmingly because of all of these taboos and what society says about it and what society says about who you are if you like it. So, yeah, sometimes the path is really difficult and there's so much emotion wrapped up in sex anyway. Even if we put the whole pegging thing aside, okay, and we're just talking about sex, that is when people connect so deeply and intimately and are so vulnerable together that it becomes a really emotionally fragile and tender place. So, like this guy who writes in, it was so crushing for him to have her promise and then not do it and then promise and then not do it. And he had his hopes up because there he was exposing this craving of his, which he it took him a long time to come to terms with. And then he kept getting disappointed. Those disappointments somehow seem magnified because of the emotional fragility, if you will, of connecting during sex. Sex is so, so vulnerable. And pegging is just astronomically more so, I think, especially for the guys. Because there's other factors involved as well. It's not just the emotional intimacy and connection and vulnerability. It is that men are doing something that is seen as non-masculine by a lot of people out there. So I honor you both for really sticking with it. I was so pleased when I got the response from your wife about how excited she was about the suggestions that I had, that I was really hoping that things were moving forward. So it sounds like they are, and I'm happy for you both. And I just hope that you continue down this path, continue talking. The scheduling and the games and the, you know, back and forth sexy stuff you guys are doing, that's fucking awesome. In fact, I might have a few ideas for my guy in Chicago, which I will talk about at the end of the podcast. Everybody's mentioning this, right? Thank you for writing that in. And just thank you for being so forthcoming and honest and from the heart. I really, really enjoyed hearing your side of it. And I enjoyed being able to share that with everyone who's listening. So thanks again. This one is an email. I recently asked my wife of 10 years to try pegging again. Yes, I say again, because we tried dildos a couple of times and a strap-on once way back before we were married. At that time, she seemed to enjoy it, as I did as well. Through the years, I wanted to do it again with her, but she is hard set against it. I've done things alone, but not with her since. I'm not sure why the change of heart, or what I can do to convince her. We talked about it last night, and one of her responses was it doesn't do anything for her. Any ideas or suggestions, or should I let it go? Oh, there's always so many unknowns in questions like this. First, I'm sad for you that this isn't happening and that she's hard set against it. But there's really no way to know why she is hard set against it unless you guys talk about it. If you talked and one of her responses was that it doesn't do anything for her, let's talk about that first one. Doesn't do anything for her. There are positions where it's not difficult for her. Those are the beginner positions, right? So you can reassure her about that because the learning curve on this learning how to fuck somebody is kind of steep. So she might have tried it that time, and although it was fun and it was awesome, that it was a lot of work. If you will recall my interview with Tiffany sometime back, I said, give me one word that encompasses what it was like for you. If you had to choose just one word about what this was like, your first time pegging a guy, what was it like? And she said, it was hard. And it's true. It is. So that might have been what she was feeling. She might have kind of freaked out about the rigid societal stereotypes of gender. And when she sort of realized she was strapping a cock on, it might have freaked her out. If she literally meant it doesn't do anything for her, there are toys that you can use, and we've talked about some of them in the beginning of this podcast, to try and give her stimulation as well. But beyond that, there's got to be something that she totally loves sexually that you do for her that you are not getting off on at the same time. The most common one is you go down on her, okay? If you do that and she loves it, well, you know, you're not really getting anything out of that. Now, if she meant literally, okay. If she meant sort of emotionally, psychologically, sort of in her head, it's not something that really turns her on, then that's fine. Then you can go into like trade land. Okay, I would love to give you everything you want sexually, you know, even that thing that we only do once in a while because it's hard for me or difficult or I'm not that big, you know, of a fan of it. Give you a night of all those things if we can do a trade, and then I also get a night and I get to have you do things to me that I like. It really pays to pay attention to the passions of your partner. That's part of keeping your partner happy. And even if you're not thrilled about what they're asking you to do, as long as it's in neutral, it's really nice if you can find some space inside you to give that. That goes back to Dan Savage's GGG, good giving in game. Good is good in bed, that you're skilled, that you know, have worked at it and you've gotten to be a pretty good lover. Giving is giving of equal time and pleasure. And game is to game to try anything within reason. So the giving part, this is what's missing sometimes when I hear reports of women going, well, I don't get anything out of that, so I'm not doing it. I don't know. That just feels selfish to me, and it makes me sad. Because, interestingly enough, even though I'm a very dominant woman in bed, I am a giver of pleasure. I love giving pleasure. And actually, the giving of pleasure is what gets me off, whether anything's touching my clit, my vagina, or not. It just makes me dripping if I'm the one making a guy moan and scream and writhe around on the bed. It's like fucking awesome. So it's hard for me to relate to people who either kind of make out like they insist on concurrent pleasure, meaning, you know, your regular penis and vagina intercourse situation, you're both receiving pleasure at the same time. Well, but there's so many things in sex where you're not receiving pleasure at the exact same time. You know, he's got his fingers in her and is playing with her clit and she's just laying there enjoying it. You know, does she have to be sucking him off at the same time so that it's concurrent? See what I mean? So it's hard to know without more information exactly what she meant. I suspect that there might also be, rather than just the literal, I don't get anything out of it sexually, it doesn't make me come or it doesn't turn me on, that there might be some stuff in the background that is making her kind of back off from it. So one of these days, it would be great if you two could sit down and have another talk and talk about the fears and things. But you know, even though you've already sat down and talked with her about that, it's possible that now might be the right time to have her listen to podcast 112, because I go through all of that stuff on that podcast. You know, I could line them down right now and say, you should talk to her about this and this and this, but it's really all in there. Do you feel freaked out because you're strapping on a cock? Do you feel it would affect your femininity? Do you feel awkward that this is something that you don't know what the hell you're doing and it's kind of difficult? Are you scared that, you know, that he's going to love anal and that he's going to replace you with a cock and a man at some point in time? I mean, there's a variety of these. So she could have some fears about what that means about who you are, because she has connotations connected to the act of pegging that she doesn't want to see you do or be or that kind of thing. Yeah. Listen to podcast number 112 and see if you think it is right for her at this time. You know, the last thing you say is, any ideas or suggestions, and should I let it go? Well, those are all my ideas and suggestions, and it's possible that after all of that, it's just going to be a hard limit for her, and you will have to let it go. And then maybe you can look at suction cup dildos, you can look at fucking machines and stuff like that, and figure out a way to enjoy your kink by yourself. But I'm really hoping that she can get back into it, and you guys can find a way to do this together. And if that happens, please let me know, because I'm all for playing the music a second time if it's been, let's see, how long did you say? 10 years. Good luck to you, sir. I hope it all works out. So now, pegging celebration time. I have been following your blogs for some time and finally bought myself a strap-on to use on my man. This has been a fantasy of mine for some time now. I've talked to my man several times about this fantasy, and he always seemed to get turned on. Well, when I came out of the bathroom wearing it one night, he stood up immediately, if you get my meaning. I was gentle at first, but then he really got into it, so I really pounded him. It was so sexy, erotic, and powerful. Thank you for introducing us to pegging. Short and sweet and to the point. And that man, for his first pegging experience, got pounded. How fun. It's been my pleasure to introduce you to pegging, and thank you so much for writing in and sharing that. You kind of sprung it on him is what it sounds like. You kind of noticed that he got turned on when you talked about it, and then all of a sudden you came out of the bathroom wearing it one night, which is one way to do it, and I'm so glad it worked out for you and turned out to be this amazing erotic experience. So apparently you read your man right, because you knew he would enjoy something like that from the clues that you'd gotten before. Thank you so much for writing in, and happy pegging to you too. Okay, my next letter. This was a comment left on my Pegging Paradise website on the article Newbie Ass Play. And the very first thing that happens is there's a parenthesis, sorry if the language is too strong. Okay, and then he goes on to say, as soon as my wife broached the subject of pegging, I went out to find all the info I could, which brought me to your site. My wife has fingered my ass twice now, just this week. I always wanted to try it, but had some issues after receiving a shocker from an aggressive lover that ended embarrassingly. I haven't done any self-exploration yet, but the feeling of my wife and I exploring my body together is an incredible turn-on. I already want her to fuck me. I'm surprised how eager my ass is for it. It feels horny all day for the last 2 days. Is there a length of time I need to wait before we can take it to the next level? I want her to fuck me so bad. So, okay, missing information again. When you say take it to the next level, you have done some finger play is what you say. She's fingered your ass a couple of times now. So there are even levels in finger play. You know, clearly it's one finger, two fingers, three fingers. So you can do all of your exploration and kind of loosening up of your anal region to prepare for pegging with fingers if you want to. All you have to do is add another finger. Slowly, gently, and carefully, of course. But you don't say whether she's just used one finger or two. So once she can get two fingers inside of you, that is roughly the size of an inch and a quarter dildo. Depending on how big her fingers are, of course. For me, that's about right. If I can get two fingers in, then I can use the smallest dildo. But, you know, you can also just judge by sight. And it doesn't sound like you two have bought any equipment yet. So that, to me, would be the next step for you both, is to sit down and talk about all the different possibilities of what you can get for equipment, because there needs to be some agreement on what you end up with so that you both really enjoy the look of it, the feel of it, inside you, on her, all of those things. So yeah, indulge in planning out the equipment. And then of course you're going to get even more horny and want to fuck you even more. But like I said, you don't have to wait a certain amount of time. Your question seems to imply that, okay, if she fingers you one night, you got to wait 3 nights before you can touch your ass again. And that's just not true. As long as there's no pain, as long as it's still a comfortable thing and you're not feeling any discomfort, you can keep exploring and keep trying bigger things, which in your case, if you don't have any anal toys, it would be more fingers. If you have other sex toys that you'd like to use in your anal region, please make sure that they are anal safe, which means they have a flared base so they can't go into your ass and get lost there. Because as my good friend Ashley Manta, the sex educator, says, the vagina is a cul-de-sac. The ass is a highway. Do not get your ass toys lost because you're using the wrong toys. So I think I've covered all the bases there, but you don't have to wait a certain amount of time. You can keep exploring, but you certainly can't, you know, have her fuck you unless you guys have the equipment. So there you have it. I noticed that you left this comment on the newbie ass play, and I do believe that that article actually goes all the way through, okay, and then if this point in time, if he's still wanting more and he's still hungry for it, you can go to there and you can go to there. So when you get the equipment, after she does some finger play with you for a little bit, she can take the dildo in her hand and use it, and you can play that way for a little while. And that certainly is going to satisfy you quite a bit. And then the next step from there is her strapping it on. So there you go. Thank you for writing in. Have fun and let me know when I can play that music for you. Oh, I have so many letters this time that I'm only going to be able to fit one more in, and I'm going to have to kick the rest to the next podcast. So here we go. Here's the last one. Email. I found your podcast about 4 weeks ago. I can say I have found them quite interesting and have been able to catch up to your current one you just put out. I got into anal play in my teenage years reading adult magazines, which talked about the experience, so I began experimenting with different things to achieve this pleasure they spoke of. After the teenage years, it wasn't until I got married that I experienced it again. She began with rubbing the taint, then the next time she inserted a finger or two. Then we advanced to a dildo, a small one at first, then a larger one shaped like a penis. We would plan these occasions out, as she liked for me to wear her panties, as this really turned her on. Once she was turned on, it was tremendous fun, as she would ravish me with her dick. She was able to do missionary position quite well, as she is shorter than I. Then she would turn me over and take me doggy style, but her favorite position was me to ride her, so that she could run my cock between her breasts and make me come all over them. Then we would share the spoils of our adventure. We both have moved on, and I have remarried. The new wife has done it once. She believes she will hurt me because of the size of the dildo I typically use. She has done some anal fingering. I do feel she's into it, by the way we play around outside the bedroom, her sneaking up behind me and thrusting herself on me like she's using a strap-on. But when I bring it up later, when we can act on it, she doesn't seem into it anymore. Any suggestion would help. I do travel a lot for work. I thought of getting professional help to satisfy this need every now and then, but chose not to. Love the site, and I subscribe to your podcast. Can't wait till the next podcast. Don't keep us waiting. Thank you for that push. That actually rang in my head, and that's why I'm sitting down today and recording another one, because you said that. So thank you, sir. Okay, so you really got into the whole anal play initially, and then your current partner, she's afraid she's going to hurt you. I would suggest that you show her the article that I wrote about you're not going to ruin your ass forever. A lot of anal sex is not going to leave you fecally incontinent. Because as long as she has an understanding of how the area is structured, that may relieve her concerns that it's going to hurt you. And also, as long as she knows the cardinal rules and is following them. And you know they're not that tough. It's not too big, not too fast. Lots of lube, nothing sharp, and no numbing cream. Those are the cardinal rules. But you know, the not too big is something that really can be stretched. I mean, pun intended, right? But hello, we started this podcast with a guy with a 4.5-inch diameter butt plug-in, which is pretty freaking huge, right? He loves it. He's totally fine, right? So you can get your ass to do this. It just takes a little bit of training. So between these two pieces of information, especially that article, I think will really relieve her fears about causing damage. But it's also really good to ask her if there's anything else that is preventing her from really getting into it with you, because she's acting like there's something that's preventing her from enjoying it. And if it's just the, I'm afraid I'm going to hurt you because you use big toys, well, then that's awesome. That's an easy fix. You give her the knowledge and say, yeah, you're not going to hurt me. Bingo. Plus, reassure her that you have used these sizes of toys quite a while and you know exactly what your ass can do and what it can't, because you are quite familiar with your ass. So speaking from an experienced viewpoint, an experienced ass, which is lovely. But I would check in to see if there's anything else that's really giving her pause. And again, Anina, I know I keep saying it, but why don't you go listen to podcast number 112 and see if it's something that might be good for her to listen to. That covers all the bases. And if there's any of those things that are really kind of freaking her out or causing fears, that all gets addressed in that podcast. So you could both listen to it and then talk about it afterwards. But always, always, you listen to it first and decide on your own if it's appropriate for her at this time in your relationship, at the stage that you two are. So, yeah, it's great that you guys are already doing some anal play and stuff, because, I mean, foot in the door already. I think you're very close to actually enjoying pegging, but there is something that's backing her off, so see what you can do. Talk. Listen to the podcast 112, see if she wants to listen to it, go from there, and let me know when we can play the music for you two. Because you know what? Even though you're experienced with anal play and pegging from a past relationship, this is a new one, and it's her first time, so that counts. Good luck to you, sir. I hope it all works out exactly the way you want. I hope it actually all works in and out and in and out for you. That is what I hope for you. Thanks for your letter. Okay, so for everybody who's been listening this whole podcast and going, so hello, what about the guy in Chicago? Or the guy from Chicago? Actually, what I think I'm going to do, I've referenced it earlier, and I told you guys to go to the blog and listen to it. But to give you a little bit of the flavor of the beginnings of this connection, I am going to read you what I wrote on my blog. It's called As You Wish. He'd been edging for 5 days. My instructions, a minimum of 10 minutes and maximum of 30 minutes of stroking, teasing, and throbbing each day. For me, because it pleased me. Orgasms were verboten. No breaking it up into smaller time periods, just once a day. Walking right up to the edge of that cliff, even putting a toe past the drop-off, flirting with the edge, and then walking away, with the intense desire to turn back around and leap off. As you wish, he said. His words made me smile. He went for the maximum time. That was a surprise. Why only edge 10 minutes when he could edge for 30? That was his thought process. He loved it. He loved the feeling of doing as I asked, of gifting me with his obedience. There was no mention of frustration, only pleasure in following my directions. This morning, I allowed him to come, and I wanted to hear it. He seemed to read my mind and called me as I was beginning to text him. So he began to play. I asked him to tell me how his hand meets his cock when he pleasures himself. Then I described restraining him tightly, running my tongue from the base to the tip of his cock, and then swirling it around the head, before taking him deep into my mouth to feel the pulsing of his orgasm as he came down my throat. After 5 days of edging, that's all it took. His cries were impassioned and powerful. The fullness of the noises he made felt all-encompassing and deeply rooted in his core. The sound of his pleasure came from those depths and delighted my ears. That was several hours ago, and now I feel pleased, unexpectedly fulfilled, in that way of feeling warm fuzzies. Unexpected because this is new for me, new to have someone so happy to give to me in this way, simply for my enjoyment and my pleasure, because I desire it. This feels heady. I like this man. So that was my piece, As You Wish, that I read from my blog. Hope you enjoyed it. So how was my time with the man from Chicago? I am going to hold that one a little close to my chest for the moment, to my breasts. And all I'm going to tell you is that we had an amazing time and that he's definitely going to come back out from Chicago and visit again. So there you have it. And when I write, it's so interesting because whatever relationship or interactions or friends with benefits or whatever I'm having at the time, little bits of that always finds its way in my writings. So yeah, chances are good that some of the things that we did in the time that he was here will find its way into my writings as well. But here's the deal with the podcast, you guys. I cannot read erotica on the podcast. That's against iTunes rules. All I can do is like the educational thing, like we're doing here. So it's not really cool to read the erotica. So there you have it. You got to go to the blog and read the stuff I write if you want to keep up on the sexy type of just for erotic fantasy type of writings. And don't forget, I know it's a ways away, but you know, May is coming before too long, and May is masturbation month. And every single day you get a little few paragraphs, sometimes longer than others, about some incredibly sexy thing that's going through my head that I get off on, because masturbation month is the month to masturbate like crazy. So my fantasies go into overdrive. And if you want an interesting exercise, if you're new at reading the blog, just go back and read all the Mays after I started doing this. And I'm not sure actually what year that was. I think it was in 2012. So you've got 12, 13, 14, 15. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. If I do say so myself, it's pretty damn hot. So there you go. All right, I'm hoping we can fit all this onto one podcast because I've gone on and on. It's a little over an hour at this point, so we'll see if we can squeeze it in. There are links on my blog for you to follow me on Twitter at @Ruby_writer, on Facebook. My page gets a thrill every time it gets a new like. You can also subscribe to my blog there. And there's also a link to take you to the iTunes if you want to subscribe to iTunes there. Otherwise, there's all kinds of downloader apps for your phone that can download my podcast directly to your lovely phone. Or you can listen to it directly streaming from my website. When you check out the products I talk about in the podcast by following the links on my Linkorama, please remember that purchasing through enticeme.com not only guarantees that you will have the highest quality body-safe, non-toxic pleasure products, you'll support my work here at Pegging Paradise as well. And when you buy that way, please don't forget to use the coupon code RUBY for 20% off. You can call me at 805-500-6544 anytime you want. Questions, stories, what have you, call up, give me a ring, and talk to me. Or you can write those words down, send them to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you all for downloading and listening. You're the best. Happy pegging.